accessing your business solar loan means you get connected to the right supplier for your business and the most feasible tailor-made solution. And that financing means 24 hours a day of uninterrupted power for your business, sourced directly from the Zambian sun. You see, there's going green. Then there's going green with Stanbic. Call 8888 for details. Stanbic is an authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, poo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Jackson Silave describes decision to take Edgar Lungu's funeral dispute to court as ill-timed. Government concerned about declining donor funding for refugees. In global news, Kenya police battle protesters demanding president's resignation. Very good evening to you. My name is Constance Moisinaminga with the Phoenix FM main news. The details. Opposition Golden Party of Zambia President Jackson Silave has described the decision by government to take the matter of late former President Edgar Lungu's funeral arrangement to court as ill-timed. Mr. Silave says the move would only serve to further entrench political intolerances and degrade the nation. The opposition leader is therefore urging government and the Lungu family to instead engage in direct dialogue to resolve the ongoing impasse. The dispute, which centers around the burial location of the late president, has prompted a legal challenge over whether his remains should be buried in South Africa, where he spent his final days, or repatriated to Zambia for burial. The Pretoria High Court has issued a directive for the Zambian government to submit its position on the matter by July 3, 2025, while the Lungu family has been given until July 4, 2025 to present their response, and a ruling is expected on July 18, 2025.
Taking this matter to court is this judge. Consensus through the peer dialogue is the most wise way out of this impasse. Suppose the court rules in government's favor, will government undertake the funeral procession without the family and friends of this year? Suppose the court rules in favor of President Lungu's family, will the government stay away from the funeral procession and burial because they have lost? Taking each other to court has just entrenched the already existing political intolerances and gossips around this funeral.
Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu says despite progress made in refugee resettlement in Zambia, the country has continued to experience a decline in donor funding each year. Speaking at the World Refugee Day event in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwimbu says this reduction is significantly affecting the scope and effectiveness of refugee programs. Mr. Mwimbu highlighted that decreased funding is straining critical areas, including service delivery, infrastructure development, and livelihood opportunities for both refugees and host communities. He has noted that Zambia is currently home to over 100,000 individuals in need of protection, including refugees, former refugees, and asylum seekers. Mr. Mwimbu, however, stated that despite these challenges, current policies are aimed at dismantling barriers to tertiary education, employment, and business opportunities for refugees, ensuring their greater integration and empowerment.
As we look to the future, I call upon the international community, donors and the governmental actors, academic institutions, faith-based organizations, the private sector, to scale up support for Zambia's inclusive refugee response. Increased, predictable and sustainable funding is urgently needed to maintain and expand the services we provide and to build resilience.
At the same event, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR Country Representative Preeta Lal, emphasized the shift from short-term humanitarian aid to long-term development approaches under the Zambia Initiative and Sustainable Response.
The government is taking concrete steps now to address these obstacles as part of its implementation of Zambia's national refugee policy. The practical and meaningful implementation of the national refugee policy can lift these invisible barriers that refugees face, allowing them to access education, move more freely in the country, greater mobility, work for their living, and fully contribute to Zambia.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, and all participating political parties have agreed to proceed with the Lumezi parliamentary by-election slated for tomorrow using the newly reprinted ballots. Speaking at a stakeholder engagement meeting in Lumezi District this afternoon, ECZ Commissioner Major General Retired Vincent Munkanda outlined efforts to boost transparency by involving party representatives in the verification process. He confirmed that investigations are underway to determine how the UPND candidate's surname was omitted from the original print run and that findings will be communicated to the public in due course, while the flawed ballot stocks will remain securely locked away until after voting concludes. Major General Munkanda further revealed that every polling station will receive the necessary materials by 03 hours on polling day. He has, however, noted that delivery to five remote valley stations, each more than 260 kilometers from the district center, will rely on Zambia Air Force transport, which may cause slight delays.
We do have, you know, verification stages which should have actually detected, you know, the error in good time. But it seems like all these stages, in terms of quality control, missed, you know, that error. And it only, you know, came to surface from here, the district. So rest assured, the commission is doing everything possible to actually find out exactly what went wrong, who caused that error. And the whole idea also is to review the process inward and be able to perform better next time.
Six candidates are participating in the Lumezi parliamentary by-election, which fell vacant after the jailing of former Member of Parliament Munir Zulu in April this year for defamation. The National Assembly has adopted a motion introduced by Solwezi East Member of Parliament Alex Katakwe, calling on government to develop a comprehensive policy and legal framework to regulate the use of artificial intelligence, AI. In his motion, Mr. Katakwe highlighted both the potential benefits and the significant legal challenges posed by AI and pointed out that legal systems around the world have often struggled to assign accountability for harm caused by AI, leading various countries and legal bodies to work toward establishing frameworks to regulate its use. Mr. Katakwe has noted that AI is rapidly becoming a household term and there is no better time than now to implement a legal framework that can regulate its use and address its legal complexities.
Madam Speaker, negative effects of artificial intelligence, notwithstanding its many benefits to human life, the full impact of artificial intelligence to society, particularly on the future of work, remains uncertain. As AI continues to expand into various sectors, there is growing concern that some industries may face labor disruptions, including potential strikes due to fears of job displacement. Moreover, AI poses serious risks in the realm of information integrity. It can be exploited to spread disinformation, especially during political campaigns and elections.
In seconding the motion, Kanyama Member of Parliament Monty Chinkulu Chinkuli expressed concern about the limitless potential of AI, noting that while it holds tremendous promise, it could also lead to job losses across various sectors. Meanwhile, Acting Minister for Science and Technology, Jack Mwimbu, assured the House the government recognizes the need to create